T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It was quite a weekend at the PGA Championship. The ratings were huge. People were glued to it. And joining us right now to talk about it is Damon Hack of Golf Channel. Damon, Evan Roberts, how you doing?
I'm great, Evan. How are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic. So I don't want to start with Tiger because it's kind of, I don't want to say annoying, because I'm sure that's why the ratings were so high. But this Brooks Koepka has had a hell of a run. I mean, this guy wins another major. He's won 3 of the last 4 he's played in. Before we even get to Tiger, and we will, give me your thoughts on what Koepka's been able to accomplish over the last few months.
Remarkable, unexpected. I mean, he's joined Gene Sarazen, Ben Hogan, Jack Nicklaus, and Tiger Woods as the only players ever to win the U.S. Open and the PGA in the same season. You know, not recruited by the University of Florida, went to Florida State, didn't get his PGA Tour card right away, had to go to Europe and play on the mini tours and the Challenge Tour and the European Tour. He's worked hard for this moment. The bench press is 225 pounds, 14 times. Dustin Johnson's like little brother, understudy. Now he's one of the best players in the world. He's got 3 times as many majors as DJ. He's got as many as Jordan Spieth. He's 1 behind Rory McIlroy. He's 28 years old, and he absolutely has like 0 heart rate. He's just not scared of anything, completely unflappable, even in the face of Tiger Woods' roars on Sunday and playing alongside a likely future Hall of Famer and Adam Scott. Brooks Koepka was the real deal, and he is the real deal.
You know, I was thinking about this because, you know, all the attention is on Tiger. He's playing, as he mentioned, against 2 guys that, you know, 2 of his idols, and Adam Scott and Tiger Woods. In a way, did that help him yesterday? That all the attention from the TV cameras to the crowd reactions, fair or not, it wasn't on him. It was all about Tiger.
It was, and it's also this notion of disrespect. He knows that. Like, for example, he was going to the gym every day this week in St. Louis with Dustin Johnson. And all these guys in the gym were like, hey, dude, that's the number one player in the world, Dustin Johnson. And Brooks was chopped liver. And he told the media that during a press conference. And he's not recognizable when he goes out. He's kind of been a forgotten man because he doesn't have an electric personality. He's always been seen as Robin to Dustin Johnson's Batman. And on Sunday, the crowd was 99.9% in Tiger's corner, with the exception of Brooks's girlfriend and mom. He took that as fuel. He's been disrespected and underappreciated his whole career. Look, we know what athletes do. That, you know, Michael Jordan used to check into hotels his entire career under the name of the guy who beat him out for that high school basketball spot.
Right.
So the great athletes can find motivation from the smallest slight or the biggest disrespect. And he's turned what he's seen as perceived slights into fuel for his tank. And now he is unquestionably the player of the year who's building an absolute Hall of Fame career.
Is that why he decided to putt before Adam Scott to finish out 18? Is that why he decided to do that, because of the disrespect he's faced over the last few days and really over the last few months?
I don't think so. The way he explained it was he thought that Adam, and he was right, still had an important putt that could have tied Tiger Woods for second place. He didn't, you know, the customary thing to do is you let the guy finish first, you have the stage, you win the title, so the announcer can have the big moment, the crowd can have the moment, and the player can have the moment. Brooks doesn't care for all of kind of the pomp and circumstance and tradition of the game. He saw his playing partner and one of his heroes had an important putt to tie Tiger Woods for co-runner-up. He, you know, had a 2-inch putt. He tapped it in and knew that Adam had to line up this putt. Had he made it, he would have tied Tiger for second. Instead, Tiger finished solo second and Adam solo third. So that wasn't anything about disrespect. That was about him getting out of the way for Adam to have a time to go ahead and try to line up that final par putt.
We were talking to Damon Hack of Golf Channel. All right, Tiger may have still looking for that major, still looking for number 15, but in many ways he is back, because now it's becoming, hey, every few weeks when there is a major, Tiger Woods is going to be competing on Sunday. I mean, we've seen it now a couple of times. So from that standpoint, it does feel like Tiger is back in that respect.
It does. Big picture, we're seeing Tiger do things that he used to do. You know, short of taking home the trophy, he shot 66-64 on the weekend. The 64 was the lowest round, tied with Tyrrell Hatton on Sunday. You know, birding the 18th hole, the crowd's going crazy, him hitting shots that not a lot of people in the history of the game of golf have hit. You know, short of Ben Hogan coming back from being hit by a bus in 1949 and winning the U.S. Open, short of Jordan's dalliance with baseball and winning three more NBA titles, short of Muhammad Ali being stripped of the heavyweight title when he wouldn't go to Vietnam, coming back and winning said heavyweight title, Tiger's working his way up the ladder in terms of the greatest sports comebacks of all time. I don't think it's complete until he wins again and most notably wins a major championship. But this is a guy who was yipping putts a couple of years ago, who had his fourth back surgery a year ago, and as recently as 8 months ago said he wasn't sure if he was going to be able to play golf again.
Right.
Because of all those things, for him to put his body and his game back together at the age of 42, you're seeing why this is someone who's won 14 major championships and 79 PGA Tour events, and clearly he still has what it takes to win.
So does it feel inevitable? I mean, we're going to have to wait a while now, but does it feel inevitable that he is going to win a major again?
It does to me, because I think the growth that we saw from Carnoustie when he held the lead and backed up, he didn't hold the lead yesterday, but he didn't back up. You know, Brooks Koepka finally put the ball away and birdied 15 and 16 and said, you know what, this is mine. No one's going to take it. But Tiger didn't retreat, and that's what felt different. He retreated at Carnoustie. He had some moments at Valspar in Bay Hill, or where he was close to the lead or had, you know, the tie for the lead in Tampa, and he wasn't able to hit the shots down the stretch. Tiger hit some wonderful shots down the stretch. Yeah, he hit a squirrely drive on the par 5, 17, still made par on that hole, and made an incredible birdie on 18, great shot on 15 and 16. I mean, Tiger Woods is doing things that we thought we would never see again. I still think the comeback isn't complete until he wins, but if you talk to anyone in the game, Tiger Woods is going to win again. He's going to win major championships again, health willing. And right now, he looks physically strong. He's mentally stronger than we ever thought, considering where his game and his life was just a couple of years ago. We're talking incredible reservoirs of physical and mental strength that he's been able to put his body and life back together in front of the watching world who had counted him out a year ago.
Yeah, no kidding. How about the way he overall played? Because he had a tough time hitting the fairway, especially through the first 10 holes. Overall, the way Tiger played is he was certainly in contention right till the very end.
He was. I mean, he's never been a great driver of the golf ball, even at the height of his power. You know, he was scrambling. Much like Phil Mickelson, a Tiger could get it around with his mind, with his short game. The toughest thing for Tiger going forward to me is that he's going to run into the likes of Brooks Koepka. And if Brooks is cold, it's going to be Dustin Johnson. And if DJ's cold, it's going to be Jordan Spieth. It's going to be Rory McIlroy. Tiger used to always set the terms of the deal. He was the sun, and everybody orbited around him. Now Tiger Woods, I think, is kind of part of the scene. He's one of the big names, one of the big five, one of the big ten, however you want to slice and dice it. Can Tiger Woods, week to week, compete with this generation of Tiger babies who lift weights, who practice for 4 hours a day, who do everything that Tiger did back in the day? You know, he's created this competition, and that's going to be so fascinating. We used to see Palmer and Nicklaus occasionally battle Hogan. You know, we used to see Greg Norman battle Nicklaus in Watson, and we're going to get to see, you know, good health willing, Tiger battle the likes of Spieth and Day and Fowler and Koepka and DJ. And that's what's so delicious, but that's what's also going to be so difficult for Tiger to try to win major 15, 16, 17, et cetera.
I know we got a lot of time, but the Masters are 241 days away, and they've already come out with the odds for the Masters, and he's right in the middle. Spieth's the favorite, and then you've got Tiger, Dustin Johnson, and Justin Thomas right there. Koepka's actually behind Tiger when it comes to odds, so at least in Vegas, he's right there at the top as far as a guy that the bettors think has a chance to pull this thing off next spring.
The best thing going for Tiger Woods is the way the major championship schedule sets up for him for the next couple of years. Next year, you get Augusta National. You get Bethpage Black in your neighborhood
in
May for the PGA. You get the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, where he won by 15 shots in 2000. And then the following year, you get St. Andrews, where he's won twice in 2000 and 2005. So those are wondering if Tiger can ever get closer to Jack. He trails by four right now, 18 to 14. The way the major championship schedule looks, He's going to get Augusta National every year. He's going to get some other venues where he's performed very well historically.
Yeah, real quick about that. What was the reason behind the move of the PGA Championship into the spring? You mentioned it's going to be at Bethpage Black. What was the reason behind that decision to move that schedule around like that?
That was a collaboration between the PGA Tour and the PGA of America and really all the governing bodies to have a little bit more symmetry in the PGA Tour schedule to move the FedEx Cup playoffs out of the shadow of the NFL. The PGA Tour moved the Players' Championship from May back to March. The PGA of America moved the PGA Championship from August to May, which allows the PGA Tour to have their playoffs outside of the shadow of the immense shadow of the NFL and college football. Brings more symmetry to the schedule. Big events in March, April, May, June, July, August, the playoffs. I'm out. Football season begins. PGA Tour gets some great ratings instead of being dwarfed by football.
You know what? That actually does make a lot of sense. That does make a lot of sense to get out. You don't want to be in the shadow of the NFL, that's for sure.
So. No doubt about it. So all those governing bodies got together, and I think they made a smart decision for professional golf.
No doubt. Hey, Damon, I appreciate you coming on. Thank you very much, as always.
Thanks, Evan.
Thank you, man. Damon Hack of the Golf Channel. The FedEx playoffs will be coming up on the Golf Channel, home of the Ryder Cup. So you can check that out on Golf Channel.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.